Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York, at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King, but first this news report. The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General issued a government report that details overcrowding and prolonged detention of children and adults in Customs and Border Patrol facilities. It lists a 62% increase in the number of children detained in the Rio Grande facility from 2018, with a total 124% increase in the number of people detained since last year. The report says that in visits to five detention facilities, Homeland Security observed serious overcrowding and prolonged detention of unaccompanied, quote-unquote, alien children, families, and single adults that require immediate attention. The report contains photos which show extreme overcrowded conditions. In one of the photos, one of 88 men in a cell meant for 41 presses a piece of cardboard against the window with the word help. In another, a man lowers his head and clasps his hands as if in prayer. And in a third, a woman wearing a surgical mask presses both of her hands against the glass. As public outrage grows over the conditions in which thousands of people, some no more than a few months old, are being held by the U.S. government, the report offers new cause for alarm. It quotes one senior government manager as calling the situation a ticking time bomb. Congressional representatives visiting the Border Patrol facilities have been speaking out and sharing videos. Chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas, twin brother of presidential candidate Julian Castro, said the American people must see what's being carried out in their name.
We saw that the system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused. We remain very concerned about the conditions in which people are being kept.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also visited Border Patrol holding facilities in Texas.
I am the Congresswoman from New York's 14th Congressional District. I represent a community that is overwhelmingly diverse in all ways. We have urban communities. I represent homeowning communities. I represent constituents that are both immigrants and United States citizens, and both, oftentimes. What we saw today was unconscionable. No child should ever be separated from their parent. No child should ever be taken from their family. No woman should ever be locked up in a pen when they have done no harm to another human being. They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights. And it is a false notion. The idea that we have to choose between people is a false notion.
This all comes on the heels of revelations about a Border Patrol secret Facebook group which made disparaging remarks about migrants and about Latina Congress members. Meanwhile, advocates for immigrant children are suing to block the Trump administration from enforcing a new policy that they say would erode legal protections for thousands of unaccompanied children seeking asylum in the U.S. In other news, there's a series of Trump campaign Facebook videos. They show a young woman on a beach in Florida, a Hispanic man on a city street in Texas, and a bearded hipster working in a coffee shop in Washington, D.C., all of them making glowing voiceover endorsements of Donald Trump. But they're not actual supporters. They are models in stock video footage produced far from the U.S. in France, Brazil, and Turkey, and available to anyone online for a fee. The Trump Make America Great Again Committee, which was behind the testimonial videos, is by far the largest spender on political Facebook advertising, shelling out more than $2.7 million on more than 27,000 ads in the last 90 days alone. That's in addition to the more than $1 million spent on more than 14,000 ads in the same period by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. And for the 4th of July, Trump is preparing to marshal tanks, bombers, and other machinery of war for celebration that traditionally is light on military might. raising the question of using the military as a political prop. And finally, Nike. Their sales have only grown since it seized attention with its ad campaign featuring former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. So when Kaepernick raised concerns over a sneaker featuring an early American flag, the sneaker maker deferred to its star endorser and it pulled its Air Max 1 USA shoe. It included a Revolutionary Era U.S. flag with 13 white stars in a circle on the heel. Kaepernick reached out to Nike to explain that the flag recalls an era when black people were enslaved and that it's been appropriated by white nationalist groups. So Nike pulled the sneaker. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.